This is it, then. I was fortunate in the choice of my mother. Aside from being exceptionally loving, she was an excellent listener. I used to marvel that I could not remember a single thing she ever said. I only remember her listening. I'll put on a pot of coffee and you can tell me all about it. And her smiling face are all I remember. Her example, plus my being the runt of the litter to whom no one ever listened, brackets Vasana, was what made listening such a valuable commodity for me. 4 or 5 books later, I watched a CNN talk show briefly the other day. Everyone, including Scott Jennings, from whom I would not have expected it, was talking over top of each other. Of what value is that? No one finished a single sentence. What are we, the viewers, getting from that? Except the example of not listening to each other. And that conversation is designed to be a frenzy with nothing landing, nothing sinking in. We have to pull back all the way to kindergarten. Don't talk over top of one another. I mean, really, it's that basic. We have to stop yelling. Stop using violence to get our way. Respect our neighbor. And it doesn't matter what flag we're waving, brackets, today. What we're doing right now is not working. And yet we keep doing more of the same. Bigger protest movements, more and more violence, gratuitous violence, stabbing people on the subway, lighting people on fire, punching and spitting on people. If we do nothing else, as people who are aware of what's happening and where it's all going, my chief recommendation, if we want to help the world, is to sit and in meditation, breathe love up from our hearts, and on the out-breath, send it out to the world. No kidding. Make it a practice. Become a beacon of love in your vicinity, providing the kind of shelter the world wants and needs against this temporary buffeting that will soon be over. Why it will soon be over is something I've been writing about for the past week or two. Pardon me, the coming of the wave of love. That, plus the roundup by the Global Military Alliance of the Deep State during the 10 days of broadcast, whenever they get here, we'll see the Dark Ones leave the planet by any exit door. Things will quiet down at the same time as they open up from the impact of the solar flare that the wave is. You'll then have a chance to experience pardon me, the stupendous love which I've been writing about since my heart was opened on March 13, 2015. Just for a spell, a preview of ascension, and then it may dissipate to return in ascension. Conversation then? Man on the street. This is it then. This is what you've been talking about all these years. Me. Yes, yes, yes. Man on the street. Whoopee! Wow, this is great. Me. Yes.